Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 28th of July, and I am recording at 10:13 p.m. Here in somewhat chilly London for a change. Okay, so first let's have the abbreviated audio for those who are in a hurry, because there's lots to talk about, but I'll just hit the highlights here first. And really, the main highlight, as far as I'm concerned, is a question, and that is, has the QE-inspired cavalry arrived just in time to further postpone Wall Street's 10% correction and to steady stock markets generally? Well, today's action indicates that is a possibility. And I also note with some chagrin that when I feel nervous, as I did yesterday, that's sometimes coincides with the bottom of a bottom of markets. But at any rate, what happened here today? Well, Asia, far less impressive than what took place elsewhere. But starting with Japan, although it was down on the day, it was only slightly down. And, well, 0.5% on the two out of the three leading indices, and almost unchanged on the Nikkei 225. But it was sharply lower on the opening last night, and then improved. Now, China, disappointing here, except for the Hang Seng Index out of Hong Kong. That was up 2/3 of a percentage point, but the other indices were lower. Taiwan, small gains. I think going back to China, Xi Jinping has not received very good marks, has he, for his handling of the stock market scene, and that is certainly going to lead, I think, to a longer consolidation as it does bottom, and probably right around these levels. Elsewhere, mostly losses. The two bigger ones, Singapore down nearly 1%, and Indonesia down over 1%. Now, the performances improve. When we look at Europe, some reasonable gains in here, led by Italy, up to over 2.25%, Germany over 1% higher, as is the Stoxx 50 index. So all the European indices are higher in here today. And Wall Street had a good day today. So some upward dynamics. And those are right across all the indices. The S&P up 1.25%, the Dow up nearly 1.10%, and the NASDAQ up nearly 1%. I'd feel slightly better about it if the NASDAQ had been outperforming, as it so often does. But nevertheless, it's not a bad performance at all. 0.5 point plus for Canada. Mexico over 1% higher, and Brazil 1.78 higher. In the U.S. Treasuries, a little steadier here, 2.249, so nearly 2.25 higher, still within the range, steadying in the lower side of the range. VIX came down over 2 points with a thump to 13.44. So that certainly suggests that people have calmed down here a little bit today. And elsewhere, what can we say? Precious metals, not impressive. Mixed performance, palladium and silver, a little higher. Gold and platinum a little lower. The dollar index, 96.662. That had a downward dynamic yesterday, but obviously a little bit steadier in here today. Among currencies generally, well, the Chinese renminbi is pegged to the US dollar, and for the time being, Indian rupee, that looked like it might, well, it had challenged that 64 rupee level once again, but it's proving to be a floor area once again, as some support was encountered and is back below that, or I should say above that. And elsewhere, the CCI, that's that Continuous Commodity Index, that had its first rally in 9 days. So, all in all, yesterday looked like a bit of climactic activity, and somewhat steadier here, somewhat nerves calming down here. Definitely some short covering in here today. Okay. And that's the end of the quickie audio. Let's go back and talk about Xi Jinping and the problems that he faces. Well, first, there are other people in the government, but the government. They allowed the margin trading to get completely out of control. Now, that was mostly in the two main indices. That's mostly the Shanghai A-Share Index, but then the Shenzhen Composite Index. So really excessive leveraged trading taking place there. Now, most of that was conducted by the so-called big boys, but really, there aren't all that many people in China that have a huge amount of experience in terms of the stock market, and they're sort of making rules as they go along the way here in terms of actually managing what's happening in here. Now, Xi Jinping may not want to spend a great deal of money to bail out some of the big boys, particularly if they are from rivalrous factions, but there are also inevitably a number of private individuals who were doing okay in China and got sucked into the stock market, and then Xi Jinping had been encouraging people to invest in the stock market, but then he clamped down on the margin debt much too late here overall. Also, it's a little bit of a cowboy market. I saw the testimony of one person, a farmer who had invested the equivalent of $100,000 of his own money, and started to get into a little bit of trouble, and the broker that he was dealing with advised him to borrow $1 million of margin to leverage up his position. Well, you can figure out what happened, or guess what happened from that. So a lot of people have been hurt, and this is embarrassing and more for the government overall. They've looked cack-handed. They've lost some credibility in here, and it's going to take a while to sort this out. Is this a disaster for the Chinese economy? No, I don't think so. But the Chinese economy has already slowed down quite a bit on its changeover, moving away from that dated developing economy. Heavy export, lots of metal bashing, and so on. Well, I say the government, government's got to regain public respect. That didn't happen overnight, and it doesn't happen by decree. Now, looking elsewhere, Here, I do like Japan. It was overbought, and so it's seen some consolidation in here. But this pullback is a small opportunity. Well, small pullback, and it creates a bit of an opportunity. Same in India. A little bit of a pullback creates another opportunity. Looking at the European markets. Once again, now they pulled back really quite sharply. I reopened a long position in the German DAX index here today, and provided China, which is a thousand times more important than Greece, economically at any rate, provided China doesn't rile the troops too much. We could see a reasonable rally in here because of the quantitative easing. And indeed, if I look back in Asia, Japan still has the QE, and China, well, they're going to throw money, I suspect, at the money and the economy. Now, what else happened? Again, I mentioned Wall Street's upward dynamics. So, really, what I would say here is that if you get upside follow through tomorrow, that will be a good sign. And also to reaffirm the bear trend and increased possibility of that long overdue 10% plus correction, to increase the possibility that that's actually going to happen sooner rather than a little later in the next few months. We would have to see we'd have to see yesterday's lows actually taken out. but to repeat the point, upside follow through by the close tomorrow would be healthy sign that at least a short-term technical rally was underway. Long-dated government bonds, I don't like them, as you know. But they may range for the very lengthy medium term, but I do feel that that ranging is all a process of base formation development, and that it's a potential time bomb here for investors with a probably long fuse. But no one knows, it's impossible to know exactly how long that fuse is and when it will start to move up. And markets are sometimes discounting mechanisms. So it is quite likely that as government bond yields will increase well before we get evidence of either clearly stronger growth, let alone any inflationary pressures. And looking at the commodities, I don't really like the precious metals sector for reasons that I gave last week. I think it was last Wednesday. But they are oversold here in the short term. But I question scope for more than a technical rally. Which is probably turned back by the declining 200-day moving averages. I question scope for a rally beyond that, unless this stock market, global stock market scene, really does get hit here over the next few months. That's a possibility. It's by no means a certainty, and I don't think it's. I don't think that it necessitates any sort of extensive reduction of overall positions that you're happy with, particularly good yielding positions here overall. In other words, what I'm saying is I don't see the scope for a big bear market. Can you get little cyclical bear markets? Yes. I've said that. I've said that all along. And I've said also all along that this, well, at least this year, I've been saying it'll be choppy. Be choppy next for the next, at least the next couple of years, next 2 or 3 years. I think it will be choppy as we go back to some sort of normalization of interest rate policies. But that's by no means a bad environment. Just don't pay up too much, and pick up the stocks that you like on good reactions, corrections. And anything else in here? Currencies. The Fed would really like to see that dollar index lower. I wondered if it had been engineering it lower, as I've said often in the past. But it's got between now and sometime in September to do that, because I think the odds are good that the Fed will hike in September. I don't think that the Fed has completely made up its mind yet. I think it would definitely like to, but we've got two more employment figures to come out, and they may want to see what that actually brings. And in terms of commodities, so well, dead out of favor. Technical rallies are possible in here. I think particularly in the agricultural sector overall. And on that note, all the very best to all of you. We'll look forward to seeing what tomorrow brings.